Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here with Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. If you're watching this program anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there now, because right underneath this video on CalBanyan.com, what do we have? We have supporting information in the form of text, links, images, all that kind of stuff. So, because I know a lot of people watch this maybe on iTunes or on another website, but really CalBanyan.com is the best place to do it. Hey, you know, today, let me just tell you what we're going to talk about today, is nothing happens in your hypnosis sessions if you don't have this, and that is excellent rapport with your clients. And we're going to talk about some things you can do to build that up very quickly. Now, let me just introduce real quick Erica. You guys know her. You've been watching. She's been with us for a while now. Erica is a rising star in the profession of hypnotism. In a very short time, she went from full-time Silicon Valley software engineer, problem solver, to working with the greatest computer in the world, the human mind. And with that, now she does. She speaks at the convention, she trains hypnotists, and she's done it made that transformation from beginner to pro in a very short period of time. So I'm really proud to have her with us. How you doing, Erica?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you so much for that introduction. It's wonderful to be here. Let me tell everybody a little bit about you. Cal Banyan is the hypnosis celebrity, and not just because of all of these wonderful training videos. I think we're around 442 or something like that, which is incredible. He's the hypnosis celebrity because he's won nearly every award in the profession from the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. He's an author, and he's appeared on television and radio promoting hypnosis and promoting The Secret Language of Feelings, one of my favorite books I give to all my clients. He's the authority on hypnosis that works, and he's the guy that the experts turn to in the field for training and guidance. He's still speaking, he's still writing, he's still seeing private clients, and he's had a huge impact on me and my practice, because once I learned 5-Path, I felt confident seeing clients right away, and I've been doing that ever since. It's been an awesome ride from day one, so I'm really happy to be here with you, Cal, today and talking about rapport. So let me just open this up, because I wanted to look and see, okay, so what is really the meaning of rapport, right? A close and harmonious relationship in which the people or groups concerned understand each other's feelings or ideas and communicate well. So, you know, for me, I think that it's all about helping our clients feel really comfortable when they see us, so that they can share with us what's really going on in their life, and having confidence in you and your abilities, when they walk in the door. So what do you think about that, Cal?
You know, there is social rapport, and then there's professional rapport. And in social rapport, it really works more back and forth. Like, you know, if you have good rapport with a person in your social life, you may know a lot about them and they know a lot about you, and you have things in common and you communicate easily. But as hypnotherapists, we have to modify that a little bit, and that is build rapport without really giving them any information about our personal life. And to me, rapport in a professional environment really has to do with the client having this perception that they can easily communicate with you, and that you easily understand what they're saying, that you are non-judgmental, and you're really, it's the ability to enter into this partnership, that you both are working on the same goals. And to me, that's more what like a professional rapport is. How does that sound to you?
That's absolutely right. I love how you put that there, because we need to be sincere. We need to be authentic. We need to be genuine. We need our clients to come in, like you said, feeling like they can easily communicate with us and share with us what's going on, because the things that our clients are sharing with us, sometimes it's very personal, very hard for them to share these things. I'm sure you've had the experience where clients tell you, you know, you're the only person in the entire world I've ever told this to, right? So you want to create that space for your clients where they can feel comfortable sharing all of those things with you. So I have a couple pointers here. So the first one, be genuine, sincere, and authentic. I don't want to have like a boilerplate type of a message. I don't want to know or try and guess or think about, you know, other outside things about my client before they walk in the door. I want to be present right then and right there and just be genuine with that client. I'm honestly there for their best interest and want to listen to them, look them in the eye, of course. So I don't really have any plans. I don't really do any, you know, thinking about the client other than what they've already told me. Maybe when I talk to them on the phone, for example, before they walk in the door, I am just really completely present and there with them. And one thing, you know, you want to smile. You know, smiling is really important. It helps people feel very comfortable. There's been a lot of research on how important smiling is and really looking at somebody in the eye. You also want to make sure that you're lifting your clients up and just congratulating them. Just, you know, one of the easiest things to do is just congratulate them for taking this step and calling you, telling them that they're already on this path to feeling better and getting better just by calling you and coming in the door. So what do you think about that thus far, Cal?
Yeah, as you're saying stuff, I agree totally with everything you're saying. And I'm going to augment one thing you're talking about, and that is when you build rapport, it's an ongoing process that could be lost at any time. And one of the things you can do is when you recognize that your client has had a success, and you are excited about their success, or you feel good because of their success, then that's just huge, because rapport is this connection. It's an energetic connection between the two people. We want them to begin to understand that we are a team, and that I really like to use the statement of clients. You know, they've gone to a doctor and they've been diagnosed, or they've been to a counselor, or maybe their friends are going, what's wrong with you? And they keep getting this message, there's something wrong with you. And I like to recognize right away with my clients and say something like, you know, I want you to know, from my perspective, there's nothing wrong with you. Anyone that had been through what you've been through would be pretty much doing and thinking and feeling the way you do. And so what I try to do is get this feeling that they're good, and I'm on their team. It's the issue that's the problem. Maybe it's a behavior or an emotion. It's us teamed up together, and being on a team is a great rapport builder. I mean, there's these professionals that come into offices and businesses and do team building, right? And a big part of that is that feeling of connectedness and being on the same side. So when you recognize their accomplishments, even if it's just having guts enough to make the phone call and call you and getting excited about that, that is a huge rapport builder. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. I love how you put that. You know, there's nothing wrong with you, right? It's the issue, and we're going to address that. And so one thing that I wrote down that has to do with that is validating what your client is saying to you, and just recognize, you know, any, like you said, Cal, anybody who had been through what you have been through would feel the exact same way. Maybe paraphrasing back to your client what they've said to you to make sure that you understand. You do want to make sure that you're understanding what your client is telling you. One other technique, when I speak with my clients on the phone, making scheduling arrangements, or if I do a free consultation with them, I do make notes about some of the things that they're telling me, that, and then I can bring that up again when I see them. And the thing that I like about this is you can see it in their eye when they recognize, oh my gosh, she was listening. Oh, she heard what I said before, you know, 2 weeks ago or a month ago when we talked about this, and she's remembering it and bringing it up. That helps them feel better, and that helps them build that rapport there. And moving on to the next thing, make sure that your environment is comfortable, right? So you want your client to be able to come in. We've talked about this before, like building confidence in your clients by having an environment that is comfortable. You want to make sure that your office is nice and clean and it smells good, and you know, the trash is taken out and that type of a thing, because you can, like Cal, you were saying, you can lose rapport anytime. And even if you've built great rapport with your clients and they walk into your office and it doesn't look good, they automatically might not feel comfortable. And so their idea might shift about you or about the work that you're doing together, that type of a thing, right?
Exactly. I want to kind of go with that a little bit, and that unless you're working in a particular political environment or a particular religious environment, you do not want to have things, you know, wear things, have posters or anything like that, that, you know, that show a particular, you know, so-and-so for president. I mean, think about how close our presidential elections are. I mean, if somebody gets, you know, 5 to 8% more of the vote than the other guy, that's considered a landslide. And if you look at these presidential elections, as we're going to be going through next year, is, you know, that really it's only a very few percentage that split. That means if you're for one party or one candidate over the other, you let them know, you're going to turn off somewhere around half of your clients are not going to have easily develop rapport with you. And that also goes for, you know, religious icons, anything from, you know, having highly charged religious material. It might be like having a cross, a crucifix, or a Buddha, or even very metaphysical stuff, you know, I mean, even like a crystal ball and incense and these kind of things. You know, it's going, if you just had a nice clean office, you know, that was pleasant to everybody, you're going to just be so much farther ahead, because you might not know why you're not connecting with a particular client, but maybe you've got a cross on the wall and they've got an anger at the church, or maybe it reminds them of their uncle or something like that who was very a hypocritical Christian or something like that. You don't know. Just have a nice, clean office, like if you were to go into a hotel. That kind of thing, you're going to be so much farther ahead. What do you think, Erica?
Oh, that's absolutely true. And it's so, you know, so when I was thinking about decorating my office, I came up with the same type of thing. Like, would this in any particular, any way at all, like a picture of a flower, is that offensive to anybody, right? I mean, there's always going to be something. You're never going to know everything about your clients, that what might bother them or something. But you really want to make sure that you don't have anything, you know, like you're saying, political, spiritual, and, you know, anything really, even if, you know, so for a local election or something that's going on in your city, you want to be really careful what you're saying. And that goes for what you're saying online too, right? Not just in your office, but, you know, it's always a good idea not to, on your Facebook page or social media, if you're doing that type of thing with your business, to make sure that you, I think it's a good idea not to take a stance on some of those things, because you don't know who you might be offending and just kind of breaking that rapport or keeping somebody from wanting to call you in the first place, right?
Perfect. Good. Anything else for rapport building?
Well, yeah. You know, I think one of the most important things is to just be a really good listener. So one of the things that I do, and this is kind of a balance, because I want to take notes. I want to write down some of the things that my clients are telling me, especially if they're saying particular language, right? There are certain phrases and things that your clients can say to you, things that they want or things that they don't want, using particular imagery in their own language that is very important, I think, that can be, in a sense, fed back to them during the hypnosis session, and it can be very powerful. However, I think it's more important to take your note-taking aside. Sometimes I will jot down just very light notes, but even if I have my client's file or whatever right in front of me, I shut it, I set it aside, and I am just completely and totally looking right at the client and listening to them 100%. There's nothing else in my mind except what the client is saying right at that moment, right?
Exactly. And here's a little thing that I do, is if they say something that they think is really important, then I'll go, ooh, let me write that down. And that just says, yeah, I think that's important too. Good, good. All right, why don't you go ahead and put your last little pointer in or whatever. We got to wrap it up.
All right. Well, you know, building rapport with your clients is very important. And so it doesn't have to be difficult, though. So make sure that your office, everything is comfortable. Be there for your clients. Be a good listener. and make sure that you don't have any, you know, that political stuff in your office. I really love what you said there, Cal, at the end, where you can be really paying attention, but then make a note of identifying and addressing, oh, that is really important. Let me make a note of that. I think that's a really great tip, so I'm going to start using that. Thank you. Well, I'm Erica Flint. Thank you for joining me here today. It's great to be here. You can find me at CascadeHypnosisCenter.com. You can also find me on Our Hypnospace. I lead a marketing group there, and it's really fun being part of that group. I answer questions on all sorts of things, and people provide lots of great input on marketing your hypnosis business. So great to have you here today. Thanks for joining.
But wait, as they say in the infomercials, I want to know, Erica, what you got coming up? You got a class coming up, or what's your talk on the NGH convention?
At the NGH convention, I will be talking about getting new clients with Google Fast. And I have a 1 hour talk on Friday at 1. I have a 2 hour talk on Friday at 7 p.m. So it's at the same time as the stage shows. And, you know, some people really love those stage shows, and that's great. But if you want to get new clients with Google Fast, you can come see me at the same time that night. I would love to see you there. And I do have a class coming up too in August, and I have another hypnosis certification class coming up in October too. So excited about all those things.
Man, oh man, I love it. You know, you're putting your old shoulder to the, you know, getting the job done. Hey, a couple things for me also, and that is we got our NGH approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course, and that's October 5th through the 16th here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center, the weekend off in the middle. So while you're here, you know, it's starting to get cold wherever you're at, come out here, take my course on the weekend. You can go to Disneyland or Knott's Berry Farm or off to the beach or whatever. And then also, I'm going to be, of course, at the NGH convention too. I'm going to be doing a 1 hour talk. It's called The Universal Script. Can one script really do it all? People are amazed. I get love letters over that particular talk. And then Essentials of Mastering Age Regression, Hypnotic Age Regression Work Builds Your Practice and the Profession. That's a 2 hour talk. And then the big, big, big deal is I do a 2 day age regression certification course. It's the 2 days right after the convention. And let me see the, oh, for you five pathers, you know, we have our annual reunion at the convention the day before on Thursday. And then the convention is August 7th, 8th, and 9th. And my 2 day hypnosis certification is the 10th and 11th. All right, that's it. I want to see you guys in person. We'll see you in class. We'll see you in the talks. If you go to the convention, which you really should, then make sure you come up and say hi to Erica and Brenda and Celeste and me, because we love seeing you guys. All right, Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.